with Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A part-time sports reporter and medical marijuana patient from Glendive says legalizing pot for recreational use would be an economic boon for Montana. Anthony Variano has submitted a proposed ballot measure that would allow adults 21 and older to possess limited amounts of pot.
I don't know why we're waiting so long to take advantage of what would be the fastest growing industry in this nation.
The measure would allow the state of Montana to regulate and tax marijuana. At least 15% of that revenue would be allocated to public schools and educational needs. But Variano says the legislature could adjust that amount at a later date. Getting an initiative on next year's ballot to amend Montana's constitution is no small feat. It would require nearly 50,000 valid signatures. Variano says he's ready for the challenge.
The response I've gotten has been overwhelming. I really didn't expect people to jump on board so enthusiastically, but wow, I've just been blown away by how much help I've got across the state and out of state. I mean, half of our donations are from out-of-staters, so that's just wild.
Variano says he hopes to bicycle across the state to collect the needed signatures. He's set up a GoFundMe account to pay for the trip. Firefighters are reporting progress against three wildfires burning in Montana. They expect to fully contain the Glacier Rim fire south of Glacier National Park by midnight tomorrow and say the closed Canyon Creek Road will reopen to the public on Thursday morning. The Alex Road Camp fire in Petroleum County is now being called 50% contained, and the Graves Creek fire north of Thompson Falls is being held at about 5 acres in size. Montana is seeking aid from a national research organization to conduct a comprehensive study of the state's correctional system for the first time in 18 years. Top government officials asked the Council of State Governments last week to help carry out a new mandated but unfunded state review of the penal process, policy, and finances in Montana. State officials say a broad analysis is needed to address a prison population that could exceed capacity by November. The state's asking the nonprofit organization to provide staff to fine-tune data and identify ways to save money and reduce recidivism. Legislative staff and the sponsor of the state study say outside assistance is crucial since Governor Steve Bullock signed the bill requiring the study but vetoed the $28,000 to fund it. The search for a North Dakota doctor last seen in southwestern Montana has moved from Gallatin to Madison County after officials received a tip that Patrick J. Fitzpatrick may be in the Harrison area. Fitzpatrick of Bismarck, North Dakota, was last seen in Bozeman on July 3rd. His vehicle was discovered abandoned south of Willow Creek the next day. Sheriff's Search and Rescue Commander Lieutenant Jason Jarrett said searchers are confident Fitzpatrick is not in the Willow Creek area. Fitzpatrick, who's 74, is described as 6 feet tall and about 250 pounds, with gray eyes and white hair. He wears glasses. Crews searched Wednesday near Harrison and around Willow Creek Reservoir to the east. Anyone with information on Fitzpatrick's whereabouts is asked to call the Sheriff's Department in Gallatin or Madison County. Governor Steve Bullock has issued an executive order declaring a state disaster area in Powder River County after a series of storms in May and June. Bullock says several weeks of storms have been damaging to the southeastern Montana county and have caused difficulty for residents. The storms with heavy rain caused rivers to rise to near flood levels, damaging bridges and roads. Powder River County commissioners requested the declaration and the funding that comes with it to address more than $223,000 in damage. As the Senate begins debating federal education policy, Montana Senator John Tester is trying to remove annual testing requirements from Washington, and Senator Steve Daines is seeking block grants of federal funding instead of money with specific strings attached. The Senate is currently working on replacing the unpopular No Child Left Behind law with one called Every Child Achieves. Democrat John Tester, a former teacher, is pushing an amendment that would remove federal annual testing requirements and have kids take fewer tests. He says too much classroom time is being taken up by annual federal testing preparations. Republican Steve Daines likewise wants states to have fewer requirements tied to federal education funding. The so-called A-plus amendment he's backing aims to remove most federal education mandates tied to federal funding and replace them with block grants to the states.
This measure will help expand local control of our schools and return federal education dollars where they belong, closer to the classroom.
National Journal is reporting that those block grants would allow students to spend money at private schools, but Dane spokeswoman Allie Lockman says the intent is to, quote, maintain the eligibility of private schools for federal funds assisting disabled students. You can find links to the amendments to the education bills that Senator Tester and Daines are proposing on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.